What it do on deck? Because it's your man Animal Brown checking in. Our sponsor for this episode is beardorganics.com. They are an all-natural beard oil formula. I mean, it was made from the earth, Craig. It was put here for me and you. They got two flavors, coconut lime and my personal favorite, sweet almond. I got it in my beard right now. I smell amazing. And they have a special offer for our listeners. You get 10% off your first order by simply using the promo code ONDECK. That easy. Promo code ONDECK. Get 10% off your first order. It's already affordable. The extra 10% is just icing on the cake. So whether your beard game is A1 since day one like me, or you got the struggle beard like Spike Lee, Beard Organics will keep your joint moisturized and on shine. One more time. BeardOrganics.com. Promo code on deck. Support the real. Business is.
Yep, it's the On Deck TV podcast. Another week in the books. What up, though?
Slow motion, man. I am Animal Brown. Follow me on all social media, Animal_Brown.
I am Spike Lee. If you're looking for me, Instagram, Twitter, all of those good places, Snapchat.
You ain't got no underscore. You ain't got no underscore in your name.
Who does underscores?
Your name ain't real if you ain't got no underscore.
One Spike Lee. I ain't got to do underscores. Name with one.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
Chillaxing, slow motion, like Bill Ocean. You know how it go. Got to take in some NCAA tournament. Number one in that bracket. Holla at your boy, boy.
I'm like number eight. I'm cool. That's good for not watching.
You also
no college
picked
basketball.
Maryland for the Final Four.
Don't know. Don't
shout out my DMV people. I already lost my Duke was my one of those. So I already out. I'm very short lived at the top. I admit that right now.
You're heated.
Tough. I'm hot. But we do have a full Sport Press podcast for you. The sports podcast on the On Deck TV network. J-Hove, Coach Locke, Howeezy on the boards, giving you everything you need in the world of sports every week.
Absolutely, man. Check out their latest episode, the What If College Basketball edition. It was super dope. Another good episode, fellas. I did want to talk about what I did over the weekend, if that's okay with you. Is that all right?
Nah, we're going to speed past that.
Man.
If it's not no nerd shit.
Nah. Now we saving that for this weekend. Shout out to LA. I was in LA. I was in Anaheim. Had a good time. It was 86 degrees every day.
LA got the best weather on earth.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it's no humidity either.
Nah, I just feel
so that
good.
85 different from this 85
yeah,
downhill.
Yeah, I feel good. You got a little breeze off the ocean.
Man.
Let's do some work.
Shit. So shout out to them, man. Palm trees and shit. Man, I was in the airport headed back, and I seen Lior Cohen right in front of me.
Really?
At the goddamn baggage claim. And I'm looking like, damn.
Did
this motherfucker look familiar.
Did he curse you out?
No, I did holler at him, though, and he was mad cool.
You should have got him to curse you out on his Instagram. You should have got on his IG. He shakes IG.
Wait.
Yeah, he shakes. Lior Cohen shakes.
Lior Cohen has an IG.
Oh, damn, not IG. Snapchat.
He has a Snapchat.
I'm old. I'm trying to remember. Yes. He got a Snapchat and he shakes it on
me. No fucking way.
Tough.
I hollered at him. I said, man, what's up, Lior, man? I'm a fan. I fucks with you. He said, thank you, my friend. My friend.
What the fuck are you listening to?
He said, what? And they asked me, what am I listening to? He threw me all the way to, what are you listening to?
What
I was
you
like,
telling?
Huh? I told him, at Starlito, nigga. I had to rep for the Ville. God damn it.
Real.
Come on now.
That's
throw that
real.
Open slam dunk it to myself.
Shout out Step Brothers, man.
Absolutely. But big boy episode coming up. Oh, hold on. We got more shows on the network.
Yes,
bad.
We do.
The Ladies Room podcast based out of New York. Shout out Anne Marie. Shout out Rizzo. Their latest episode is up. Hoes Be Winning. That's self-explanatory. Go check that out.
Also, two Fresh for Dummies.
Absolutely.
They waiting on y'all to come back, a new episode.
I know, man. J-Hove, me. We got a new one ready to go in the can. It's dope. I promise y'all going to love it as soon as we drop sometime soon.
Look, and if you're a fan of one or all four of the podcasts on the network, go in, type on Twitter or Instagram, I've been listening to this podcast, hashtag Tripod, TRYPOD. That way, everybody else that listens to podcasts and search that hashtag will say, hey, let me check out the On Deck TV podcast or one of the podcasts on their network.
Absolutely.
So go in, type in the name of our podcast or either one of the podcasts that you listen to on the network or all four, and put in Tripod, hashtag Tripod, T-R-Y-P-O-D, and get them Apple looks for us. Appreciate it.
How much they pay you for that?
Don't worry about my Apple checks, my nigga. I'm like Chance, nigga. I'm still independent, so they say, though.
Oh, man. All right. Big boy episode. Like you mentioned Chance. Let's go ahead and get straight to it. Chance the rapper is fed up, goddamn it.
He should be.
He's tired of y'all questioning his independence.
What happened when you lie?
While addressing someone on Twitter, he gave details on his Apple deal since people claim he's not an independent artist, his and Apple they always what? Use that as an example.
His Apple what?
Now, let me tell you what he tweeted. He said, Apple gave me $500,000 and a commercial to make my coloring book album exclusive on Apple Music for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. After 2 weeks, it was free on SoundCloud.
Okay.
I think artists can gain a lot from the streaming wars as long as they control their product. Now, my question. Do you believe people will raise up off Chance now for being, quote-unquote, independent?
No, because... Let me explain. Like, independence ain't necessarily falling in the same lane as it did when, let's say, niggas was going and signing with Koch or whatever it may be, or right. was getting distributed through Koch, but they was on their own label, whatever it may be, however that setup was. Independence is not that anymore. You don't need distribution. But with Shit. That, I mean, you don't, because everything streams, so I don't need a hard copy. Ain't nobody necessarily got to go print nothing up and get it to the outlet's point of sale no more.
Right.
What they do got to do is put it on their technology platforms, as you, your boy, what about T.I. and all of that stuff that he was saying. So
right.
I say that to say, yes, people are going to associate Chance with Apple as long as Chance is rapping or until he signs a deal. Because exclusively for those 2 weeks, yes, you were only able to go to Apple Music and get the chance to rap a coloring book. People are creatures of habit. So what happens is, if I ain't got it on Spotify, I ain't got it on Tidal, I know this is an Apple exclusive joint, at least just for those 2 weeks, then I'm in my mind associating Chance with Apple, which removes his independence.
Now, I'm going to say this. Number one, minus the music, I'm all team Chance right now.
Minus the music.
I still can't get into the music, but I like everything he's doing with the schools, with the moves he's making. He's on the Grammys shaking it. He's on late night TV. He's doing all this big boy shit. I'm not mad at that. Now,
Chance, one of the most relatable, I feel like, down to earth rappers.
Yeah, I don't listen to his music enough to.
I'm just talking about
to run with that.
I'm
or
talking
not.
About from his appearances.
Ah, okay, that's not that's fair. But here's the thing: a lot of people, much like they did when Wiz Khalifa was shaking it before he quote unquote signed, much like man, who else was that? Oh, Macklemore. He was doing big things when people said he was quote unquote independent. And the reason that people don't think so is because you're making major label moves. People think, nigga, we got major label people behind Chance, and we're just going to tell him, let's say you're independent. It makes it look more of a grassroots thing. It looks like more of an underdog story, and you sell that, and you get more popular, and we eat off all the shit that you're doing because we making you go anyway. Do I know if that's true or not? I have no fucking clue. I will say this nigga's doing big boy shit. I remember Drake had the Sprite commercial when he dropped the mixtape. Like, people was like, damn, what the fuck? And then a couple months later, he was Cash Money, Young Money. Now, was he Cash Money, Young Money when Sprite called? Probably. When Kush and Orange Juice came out and he was claiming to be independent, was the ink probably hadn't even dried yet, but it was on the paper, though. But believe that. So, shout out to the real independent artists, whether that is Chance or whether it's still only Nipsey Hussle or whoever the fuck else is independent. Fat Joe and Remy Ma independent right now. They're not signed to major labels. So, therefore, they have to do a lot of the legwork on their own to work their shit.
Right.
Now, it's simpler. No, you don't ship CDs to Best Buy and fucking Media Play no more.
Right.
You could just upload it, nigga, and it's on Apple Music and everywhere it need to be. I get it. But still, niggas just question these looks you getting, Chance. You getting a whole lot of looks. You on Kit Kat commercials. That's hard to do when you're independent, bro.
And that's the thing. Like you said Fat Joe and Remy Ma.
Right.
They independent. That's like true independence, selling 13,000 the That's first true. Week. That's from legwork of what they did.
That's true.
I can't associate Chance with true independence, like you said, if he Kit Kat commercials.
Facts.
On the floor at the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, all over Grammys. The Grammys. Like, you don't even give Grammys to mixtapes. They changed the rules for Chance. True. And if Chance wasn't associated with Apple, they not changing the rules for him. That's just how I like. If Chance would have put that out, you know what I'm saying? Coloring book, Apple didn't do the 2 week thing. Nobody, Spotify, Tidal. then you don't get a Grammy. You're not on that stage.
You just go on that piff.
Exactly.
And go on that piff and it float all into, you know, people will fuck with it or whatever, but the Grammy board ain't getting a hold of it.
Right. And I just think that people have the right to speculate because it's new. We haven't seen a deal like this. You know what I'm saying?
So, beast mode deal, though.
Not taking nothing away from him. And I feel like I ain't never seen no Chance interview. Have you been on like Breakfast Club?
No, I watched him. He was on your boy overseas. Yeah. Dude Drake be going to. I watched him on that interview.
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
I can't even think of it either.
Yeah.
But I was saying that to say
if
he took time out to explain it and not on Twitter.
Right.
And you maybe could give game to up and coming guys who wanted to stay independent themselves. Less backlash. Now you explained it on Twitter.
He gave game on Twitter.
That's fine, but some niggas ain't reading.
Well, hey, then they don't need the game.
They do need it. Them the niggas that need it.
They need
a book.
What
I'm saying? Everybody else can read it themselves. Them the niggas that need the game told to them. If he had a little bit more exposure outside of just the Grammys and the commercials, and you were able to have a conversation about the deal, I feel like that he could shed a lot of light on the ins and outs of it, and people would get the aha moment. They'd be like, oh, okay, I see.
Man, listen, man, people need to understand, paraphrase, you can only say so much on Twitter. He gave you the game in the tweet. Like, if you can't interpret that, then
you can only say so much. Everybody level of thinking ain't the same.
That's a fact. Now, he did say his next album will probably be the first album he actually sells. Reason being, his first two albums have been technically free, so he only gets streams off of it, so he can't chart. So basically, for every 1,500 streams, that's one album sold. So that's why it's going to be damn near impossible for him to make top 10 Billboard or number one strictly off streams. You see what I'm saying? That's impossible. If you look at Drake's numbers, I think he's on set to do 500, 550, but 250, 300 of them are actual purchased albums on the streaming services. They're not just streams, so he can't eat off streaming alone, man. So you need the Billboard looks. That's gonna up your bag, you know what I'm saying? So he's gonna have to sell this next album. That was game for
him. He said he wasn't gonna do it. He said he wasn't gonna sell
it. He thinking about it for that reason. All right, man, moving on. Can we take it to the West Coast? Snoop D-O-double-G, man. Donald Trump is hot as Snoop right now for that new Lavender video he got out. Snoop fired a gun at a man dressed up as Trump. The gun didn't go off. It was one of those clown guns with the bang sign that came out. Mm-hmm. Now, Trump took to Twitter. He tweeted, of course, can you imagine what the outcry would be if Snoop Dogg, failing career and all, had aimed and fired a gun at President Obama? Jail time. My question is, did Snoop go too far?
No. First of all, he named the song wrong. It should have been called Tangerine.
That'd have been cold.
Ba-dum-ting. like he should have called it that. And then, like, if Donald Trump gonna get up and act like a clown, continuously tweet motherfuckers, invite Steve Harvey to Trump Towers and think that he's doing something for black people, all of these facetious things that he's doing towards our culture and race, he actually shouldn't have a problem because it was a fake gun. He lucky motherfuckers ain't, like, trying him for real, dude. Like, no one did this to Barack, or Snoop didn't do it to Barack. You know why? Because he didn't get there and say the outlandish shit that you have. I feel like his skin is way thinner than he can't dish it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He can't put it out like he dish it or whatever. And I just don't think that Snoop should be getting the backlash, because if it wasn't Snoop, if it was another artists, quote unquote, they would be displaying their artistic side or whatever it is. But since it's Snoop and they want to put him in with the gangster shit, like the nigga ain't 48 years old, like you want to tie it to something else. Like,
right.
He made it clear this is a joke. This is about a clown,
right,
ass person, a clown gun. So, like, people are overreacting.
And, obviously.
And go ahead to your uncle who has something to say about it.
No. First of all, Snoop didn't go too far. If you've seen the video, first of all, the video was dope.
Yeah.
Video was super dope. It was super artistic. That's the ironic part about this. It was super artistic. All the people had clown faces on. The police that pulled the dude over. There's just a whole bunch of shit that was super dope. Y'all check it out again. It's called Lavender. Now, I will say this. Number one, we have the First Amendment. You have the right to free speech. That's number one. You can say whatever the fuck you want to. You can do whatever the fuck you want to. Number two, the reason why nobody did this to Obama, or people would be upset if they did, was because people actually liked Obama. Like, you may not even agree with his politics, but you didn't want to do no harm. Like, he didn't say the dumb, outlandish, silly shit, the hate-fueled shit that you be saying, and you bring it up on yourself when somebody turn around and call you out for the shit. Now, you flip it on him like, nah, he the problem. Mm-hmm. That's why niggas didn't do that to Obama or got upset when they did, because he didn't spew the shit that you talking about. People hated on Obama because he was black, period.
Yeah, and
that's it.
Yeah, to even add to that, like, if Snoop had did it for Obama, let's just think outside of the box and say he did. Obama ain't got time for this shit, man. Like, dude didn't have, he was actually doing work. Like, he ain't got time to sit and tweet Snoop and talk about what the fuck ifs. No one cares what would have happened if Obama did it, because it didn't.
Right.
Like, all dude talking about is like hypotheticals and, right, and this and that, and selling dreams and wolf tickets to people, and people still buying them, dog. If I was Snoop, I wouldn't even respond to that nigga.
Snoop, number one, has not responded
good,
to him.
Good.
I thought that was very interesting.
I ain't got nothing to say to you.
Now, some people that did respond was T.I. and Bow Wow, of all people.
Chad Mouse got to get in that sauce, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, they both threw
he
shots.
Got to get in that sauce.
They both threw shots at Trump. In Bow Wow's case, he threw shots at Trump's wife.
But see, that's Bow Wow, probably. You go too far. For real, man. Like,
when did she come into play?
Yeah, like every time that he get flack or people go in on him on Twitter, it's because he just went a little too far.
He didn't know when to stop, man. Yeah, he's not used to this.
I'm retiring. I'm going to focus on my acting. Really, Bow Wow? Oh, don't call me Bow Wow no more. I go, like, come on, dog.
That's like a nigga joking with somebody, and then the nigga go too far and say like a mama joke. Yeah, it's like, bro, yeah, that's not where we was going.
Or
with
you
it,
say
bro.
Some shit that you know ain't cool. Like, bro, like, you just fucked it up for everybody.
Now, I will say, Steve Harvey, like you mentioned before, he did chime in on Snoop and Bow Wow's comments. And let me quote. He said, I'm going to paraphrase this. He said, I love Snoop, Bow Wow, and T.I. Mm. Y'all brothers have to be smart, though. Mm. Y'all all got money, and they know how to go after that money. What if someone actually does a copycat of your video? You don't want to be tied to that. Now, does Mr. Steve Harvey have a point?
You know who Steve Harvey sound like?
Who that?
Samuel L. Jackson and Django. Massa, who is that nigga up there on that horse? Why he get to shoot the gun, boss? Get the fuck out of here. Nigga, they know good and damn well the repercussions from this. And they don't need you telling them. Them grown-ass men, dog. This nigga trying to like, see Trump? See, I told him he shouldn't do it. See, boss? See, nigga, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Nobody needs you reiterating no shit like that, man. We know what the government can do. T.I. fully aware of it.
That's a fact.
T.I. knows, nigga.
If don't nobody else know.
Yeah, if T.I., he know better than you probably.
Right.
So with that being said, like, Steve Harvey looking for these opportunities to ride Trump dick, and I just don't understand what he getting from it.
Yeah, now that's...
Like, I don't get it, dude.
I'll say this. I tried to defend Steve Harvey just a little bit last time we talked about him on the show. Mm. He bullshitting right here, though. He flat out bullshitting. Now, I will say this, though.
Master, know you reading?
Now, just what's almost as important as the message, if not more important, is the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
If this was somebody more respected, let's say this was Killer Mike, or let's say this was David Banner, mm-hmm, and this was one-on-one, mm-hmm, and we in a studio and Snoop and Killer Mike right there, and Killer Mike says this exact same shit to Snoop. Let's just say in person.
Right, right, right.
It's going to hold a whole lot more weight than a nigga like Steve Harvey trying to go on his morning show talking to a crowd of people that can't name 5 T.I. songs.
That's a million
or Snoop
true
songs or Bow Wow songs combined.
Yeah, that's a million percent.
So the message, what he's saying, is maybe right, because he may know more about that shit than I do. That's a whole other tax bracket.
Right, right.
He may
right
know what they can do.
Right.
But it's the nigga that's saying that you have no clout no more, bro.
Yeah, you lost that when
it's
you took that visit and you went, I love Donald Trump and took the picture, my
it's
nigga.
It's over with.
So you can say the smartest shit in the world.
Don't matter.
A lot of niggas do not want to hear it, nor are they listening to you. So.
All right, man. So we take it to the TV. Now, I saw this and immediately thought of you.
You know, it's impossible.
This is a hip-hop battle show coming to TBS.
Oh, because I'm cold on this mic?
No.
Yeah.
Airing on TBS, it's called Drop the Mic.
No way.
It's hosted by Method Man and model Haley Baldwin. Okay. Now, Drop the Mic will put 4 celebrities against each other for a head-to-head rap battle, and the audience will choose the winner. On a scale of 1 to 10... what is your interest level?
0. But there's not a second of time in my life that I would waste watching this. I don't even, like, one, why did it have to be celebrities?
That's whack.
You know what I'm saying? And two, I feel like they making light of what actual real battle rappers do. Though
right,
I don't follow it. I could care less if they cold or not. I feel like battle rap is kind of redundant to me.
Yeah.
With that being said, like, I don't want to see
who they gonna put on like the Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, like, I don't want to see Julia Louis Dreyfus and Jerry Seinfeld like going bar for bar, dude. Like, I just, one of them gonna slip up and say nigga. Like, it's gonna get ugly, dude. They setting folk up, man. Like, I don't want to see this, and they shouldn't let it go on too long, because I promise you, somebody gonna say something on there and it's gonna get ugly.
Now,
what did he mean by that? They trying to freestyle too? Oh no,
You said zero and you went way too high. It's negative 10. Negative 10 on interest for this shit, dude. This sound like the corniest shit I've ever heard in my life, bro. This is produced by Buddy that does the carpool karaoke shit. He got the late night talk show on CBS, I think. Okay. James something. Yes, I don't know. Okay. But let me give you a statement from TBS.
Yeah.
They said Drop the Mic is a funny, authentic, high energy series that brings together hip hop, comedy, and pop culture like we've never seen it before.
You know what they trying to do? Have you seen the roast battles?
Yes.
That's what they trying to do.
This is a horrible idea to try to bite that.
Like, they trying to bite off the roast battle, incorporate hip hop to get black people watching it,
yeah,
and then incorporate celebrities that are already famous to get more people watching it.
Yeah, it's whack.
But it's not gonna work.
Nah, this is a dumb idea. He had the audacity to use the word authentic in his statement.
This is clearly like celebrity. Oh, this is clearly the battle comedy thing, just with celebrities.
Just because you cut the check to a rapper does not mean this gives it a stamp. Mm. Shout out to Method Man, get your bread. I'm not mad at him or nothing. But that does not give this the approval from the hip hop world, dude, because you got Method Man on there. You gave him a bag to stand next to the logo.
He should have got Bow Wow to do it.
Bow Wow would have took that shit too. Tough. I hope this shit get canceled after two episodes. I swear I hope it gets canceled after two episodes.
I hope it never makes the air.
Comes out May 2nd, man. For those of you who are listening, like, no, that shit actually sound good. Somebody listening right now, it's like, no, actually, crazy, man, that shit sound
alright. I love to see that. Steve Harvey want to see that shit.
All right, man. It's summertime now, so you know what that means. It's tour season. Okay, it's hella people going on tours. I can name them off the top of my head. Jeezy got the Trap or Die 3 tour. 21 Savage got the Issa tour.
That nigga took flight with Issa.
Yeah, Issa, that's crazy. Chance the Rapper got his tour. Of course, J. Cole for Your Eyes Only. Travis Scott burst in the trap. There's a million tours going on right now. Which ones are must see? Which ones are skips? Talk to me. Are you fucking with any of these?
I don't believe it was the party tour with 50 Cent, Chris Brown.
That's going to be Fab, crazy.
Fab, OT Gen. That's going to be an old head.
That's going to be crazy, though. Chris Brown headlining that with 50 Cent, Fab, and OT Genesis.
Yeah, I'm cool off that one. I ain't got to see that. At Nobody Safe tour going to be nasty. At Future, Migos, Tory Lanez, and Kodak Black, with the exception of Kodak because he locked up. So that's going
to
be
He finna miss that tour?
Some dates. He got to miss some dates. God, I would like to know who's going to be on that Gucci tour, though.
The Trap God tour.
Yeah, I would love to know that. And I got a question stemming from it after I figure out which one you want. But after for all of them, if J. Cole ain't going to be by himself, then I would go see that one. But I doubt
What you mean? You need somebody to open up for him?
Yeah, I don't want to see that 1401 thing again. Like, I don't need him to do the whole album with the stage.
You mean 2014?
Yeah, you know what I mean. That's what I call it. It's the running joke here. I don't need to see that again. Like, I don't need, and I feel like if he were going to do a tour from at this All Eyes, For Your Eyes Only, excuse me, then he would do something similar to, like, when he was sitting on the roof, like, with the house behind him.
That was kind of like the documentary.
That was fire, but I just don't want to see it again. Like, I feel like, and I don't feel like he got enough on this album to hold me, but I would love to know who's with J. Cole. So either J. Cole or Gucci.
J. Cole, I don't see how he can perform this album, dude. Like, not in those, it'd have to be like a small, like, House of Blues, Tabernacle, Masquerade type. I can't see this in no big ass. He ain't got them type of records on there, man. But
yeah,
the nigga
true.
you skipped out on is Big Sean that I decided to. Listen,
That
album is still fire. I know we got two Big Dog releases that just came out and we got to talk about them. But that big, do not sleep on that Big Sean. It's still fire. I need to be there. It's sold out fast as shit. Down here in the A, I'm hot about it. I got to go to StubHub and overpay.
Tough.
That's that bullshit.
Where is it going to be at?
I don't know. I think Masquerade, maybe. I don't know.
No wonder.
Your boy Designer on tour, you ain't fuck with that?
I do. They couldn't give me a free ticket to go in there and make myself dumber for 2 hours. Is he going to do it in English?
I don't know.
I wondered how his shows go. Do he do them in English? Nigga speak, dude. You're like, what?
What about the T.I. Hustle Gang tour?
I'm cool off of that. I told you, I need a T.I. Urban Legend reunion concert. That's what I need. I'm going to holler to him. He's going to do that. That's going to be a good play for him. Tell me this, though.
Lil Wayne got 3 tours this year.
He need all 3 of them because he ain't making no rap money.
That's crazy.
If if Jeezy, and I'm stealing this from our Facebook group.
Shout out Mike Jones.
Shout out Mike Jones. In the rap chat on Facebook, Ross, Jeezy, and Gucci.
Right.
Who's the biggest star right now?
Right now?
Right now.
That's unfair because Ross just dropped
an album, true.
That's unfair. But so it's technically Ross.
Two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Because Trap or Die 3 had came out. Gucci had 2 albums. Ross had...
It's between... First of all, Gucci's in 3rd. Let's be clear.
He? What?
Nigga, yes, my nigga.
Because, what? You talking about... Are you basing on record sales
or
popularity?
I'm basing on everything. Mm. He may be bigger, like, on the street shit, but, like, we can't... We got to take everything in consideration. Everything in consideration, he's in 3rd, but he's popping. Shout out to Gucci. Mm-hmm. It's between Jeezy and Ross. Jeezy, if you want to go strictly album sales, it's Jeezy because he sold more. But, again, I'm not going strictly off that, but... If they somebody's got a headline, you got to flip a coin, man. It's even Steven at this point.
I would say, it's really, you can answer it a couple ways. To me, the most popular of the 3 is Gucci. And that's just, if all 3 of them were walking down the street, more people going to flock towards Gucci. That's just what it is.
What street are you walking down, bro? That makes a difference.
It's Beverly Hills or...
Oh, no, they're not, bro.
I promise you they're going to Gucci, my nigga.
People
love
walking
Gucci.
Down Compton Boulevard, maybe.
No, anywhere. Gucci's the biggest star. He got more charisma than them. Now, with that being said, I feel like Jeezy carries himself like the bigger star.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? He carries himself like the bigger star, like the person that it need to be. It's all on him. I'm the rock star. But Ross got the biggest brand.
That's fair.
He got the biggest brand out of all. Like, I feel like Jeezy a kill for that MMG brand. And
that's fair.
At 1017 hard, but it just ain't MMG. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it.
Weekend going on tour and Snoop going on tour. You fuck with any of those?
Nah, I'm good.
Damn.
I go to that Jeezy. I go to that.
Travis Scott might be talking. Travis Scott
turns
show.
Up. Yeah, he put a great show on. We seen him at Revolt that year. He did his thing. I go to a Travis Scott show. We got the Locks coming up Thursday. Checking that out. And I fuck with Big Sean.
Wale?
I don't know. I don't know Wale show.
All right, man. Now, before we hit this music break, Joey Badass.
Chance, too.
Yeah, for sure. Joey Badass, he made some controversial comments on Twitter saying that he was better than Tupac, right?
Yeah, my God.
He doubled back to clarify what he meant. Let me read you what he said. When I said I was better than Pac, my favorite rapper of all time, I was referring bar for bar to rap skill, not accolades or influence. And I back myself 1,000 times to that fact. Now that he has cleared that up, can you understand where he was coming from saying that he was better than Pac?
Nah, because he's still delusional. Like... Just because you can rap bars, like, there are a million niggas out there now that got the knowledge rap. They're just going to go lyrical with you and stack it and metaphor it and 9-10 entendres in one line. Like, you're going to get people like that, but that still don't make them better than Tupac. Like, it's more to rapping than that is. And I just feel like Joey Badass, he hasn't excelled in maybe one category, maybe one. Like, he been stuck in the same position for the last 3 years. Pac died before dude. Like, Pac was dead before this dude's career, like, even got off. Excuse me. At this age he is now, Pac was dead.
Right, right, right.
And he had already done his thing 2 times over. Joey Badass would never even reach that level
That's
of success.
That's what he said. Now, hold okay.
He's
now,
never going to be as big as Pac.
To be fair, he did say, I'm not talking about accolades or influence.
Then don't
he said, I'm not talking
Pac.
About that.
That's like a nigga saying.
I'm talking bar for bar, line for line, rap skill, I'm better than Tupac.
Uh-huh. And that's like Steve Kerr saying, I was a better 3-point shooter than Michael Jordan.
He was.
You can have that.
That's,
I still would rather be Michael Jordan. So you saying
so
that you're about a 3-point shooter, but it ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
It got something.
All it got
balls.
Something to do with is because we both play basketball. You ain't even in my league, actually, nigga. If you wasn't on my team, you wouldn't even be eating. All we do alike is play basketball. And I feel like that's what Pac and Joe, like, all they do alike was rap. Yeah, you might have better bars, just like Kirk can shoot a better three, my nigga, but my game is immaculate.
Joey Badass is a young boy, though. I'm just glad he know who Pac is.
I do appreciate that. I definitely appreciate
we gotta
that.
We got to take it. We got to go with glass half
that's
full.
That's a small win right there.
And at least he know Pac, and he said he his favorite rapper, so I'm assuming he knows songs and albums and all and verses and everything. I'm proud of him for that. And he all the way on the East Coast, too. I think he Brooklyn, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's real.
So I can respect that. And I don't – okay, so we have a Joey Badass song coming up. He has a new album coming out in about a week or two. And he was on the L.A. Leakers radio show, and he freestyled over Future's Mask Off. Now, we're going to play this.
Who did?
Joey Badass.
Oh, man.
Over that mask off. We're going to see. Maybe he is ball for ball better than Pac, man. Let's check it out.
Yeah, okay, finally got a piece of the profit. Wine and cheese in the seat by the cockpit. I ain't me for your bitch to be watching. I ain't me, she kept eyeing me. Every day we just making deep profits. Money long, I'm going to need some deep pockets. Hands is to the ceiling when I'm in the building. How you make a living? Lady never chilling. Mine is on a million things I gotta do. Ladies want me with her. No time for chilling, no time for you. Okay. I've been on a different type of time. I never like the rest. A different type of grind. I'm on South Beach like Tony Montana. Ooh, feeling like the whole world is mine. And I sit back, let your mind run. No man knows when the time gonna come. Every action, think about the outcome. Cause I never outrun no bullet from a gun. Don't ask Malcolm, ask how come. Ask any real nigga really about some. When you in the field, nigga, don't play dumb. Better keep your eyes peeled in the rear view. No couple niggas in the field will kill you. Run up in your hands in the wheel and ear you out. Never give a fuck, never hear you out. News clip popping up about your whereabouts. You don't really want the war, so don't go there. Got my middle fingers up in my underwear. When I'm fucking the world on some G shit. With the waviest flow, make you seasick. Hope you can swim in the rhythm of the delivering. G John, I'm telling them to get a friend. White girls need love me from my linen. Kiss me, y'all love my brown skin. I got the soul of a black king. It takes control when I'm rapping. Let that bitch know like I'm acting. That's all I have.
Ooh, you got Joey Badass fucked up.
Like we just said, congratulations on your three-pointer right there, Joey Badass. Now watch Pac hit 60 at the Garden, or 55 with the 45 on. Like, watch him do that. Like, it's cool. That was a good rap by Joey Badass.
That was a good rap by Joey Badass.
Good little rap. Yeah, good little rap.
That's the best I done heard him sound. I'm going to be all the way one thou wow. Like, he sound way better than he did when he first came out.
Yeah, he do, but he got one little song that was banging. That had kind of a slow tempo, too.
I liked his last album, honestly, because he does it. At first, it was too, like, 90s Wu-Tang-ish when he first came out. Mm-hmm. Now, he done kind of formed it, molded it to, like, a little 2017 sound. I'm fucking with him because he's spitting and everything. Like, I ain't mad at him any better than Pac.
He like a little retro old head. Yeah, it's coming from a Pac hater. At Animal Brown, that's his whatchamacallit.
Actually, Animal underscore Brown is my.
So add him with all the hating and awfulness that he just needs from dissing Pac like that. But this is the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou. You're looking for me.
Listen, all right, big. This was might have been one of the best music weekend releases in a stretch.
Huh.
Big Dog releases
Maybach Music.
We're going to break down what we thought, initial thoughts, expectations, highlights, lowlights. If you've heard the show before, you've heard the review episode, you know how we get down. But first, we can't just gloss over the homies. Step Brothers 3 also came out.
Of course.
Came out Wednesday, Thursday, whichever one of them days.
Don Tripp and Star Lee, though, came out.
Yes, it's been about, what, 3-4 years since Step Brothers 2?
Mm-hmm. This is the third edition of the Step Brothers series, arguably the hardest duo in the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, arguably, like, nobody can go bar for bar with these two guys.
You could definitely argue that. I'm not mad at that. Did you fuck with the project? What's a song or two? What's a couple of songs you fuck with?
Yeah, I fucked with it. Yeah, five times an intro.
That's banging.
Star murdered that.
That's banging.
And I still fuck Stacey Dash.
That's funny, too. And
shout out Don Tripp. Also,
I fuck with that Me and You Both, though.
What I Gotta Do.
Ooh,
and
that's
What I
banging.
Gotta Do, fire. I like the intro, the lead into that. Star always keep real shit on his album. I like he got a lot of perspective as a rapper, and you don't find a lot of rappers with this. So I love that about it. And then that I'm in a Good Cop, Bad Cop video. Go check that out.
That's hard.
That's hard.
Nice concept.
Yeah. What's my man name that did the video?
Charles Robinson.
Shout out to Charles Robinson, man. And Star and Trill for that concept. And then Untitled No Hook, that last song. And shout out Robin Ray Neal on the hook for No Rear View 3. I like that too.
Absolutely. I'm fucking with all that. I fuck with Fortune. I fuck with Me and You Both. I fuck that What I Gotta Do. Like, I fuck with this project strong. Like, I think this is one of the. I'm gonna have to double back on the first and the second one. But I'm fucking with this heavy, though. Like, I'm proud of them guys. I seen them working South by Southwest crazy.
Tough.
Getting hella love and shit. Like, this a nice-ass project, man. Real talk. I like the whole campaign behind it and everything. Shout
you got
out
a cover
art
dope. Oh, that's fire.
It's a cover hard.
Cover art dope. I think Becky did that. Shout out to Be Exclusive.
Absolutely. You know absolutely.
Much love to the home team, man. Y'all check out that Nashville rap and that Memphis rap from Trip.
Absolutely.
So?
We're going in order of release.
Good.
Ross came out Friday.
So talk about this Drake one.
Rather You Than Me than Drake, of course, came out Saturday.
Perfect day for an R&B album.
Now, Ross.
Huh?
Expectations, initial thoughts.
I didn't expect anything from Rosé, especially based off his last three albums, to me.
This nigga crazy.
Yeah, to me, based off his last three albums, he had mailed it in. It was over. Complete decline.
You need a hearing aid.
Complete decline, especially musically.
Initial thoughts, first listen.
That goddamn Idols Became Rivals leaked.
That's a standout.
The night before.
Yeah.
And I'm not the biggest Ross fan, but I swear to God, I had that on repeat. I couldn't. First listen, I'm like, oh, whoa, wait. Because you had to process that Idols Become Rivals, so I had to go back,
right.
Listen to it a couple of times. So that's a standout. My expectations, like I said, they weren't very high because, to me, Ross' last three albums weren't great.
Initial thoughts on the full
when I first listened through to it? I said, God damn, Fat Boy done did it. Fat Boy rapping his ass off. And the motherfuckers going to come for me because I've been saying that it's over for Ross.
Yeah, you've been wrong this entire time.
It's still over for him, but this album is great. Let me clarify. This probably his, like, we just did the episode ranked. Where we ranked his catalog. This probably his best album. Like, just now taking it all in.
Knee-jerk reaction.
Nah, taking it all in. I've been listening to that. You probably been listening to
it's
More Life.
It's not better than Teflon Don.
You've been listening to More Life probably since Saturday. I've been listening. I ain't took this Ross out since Saturday.
It's not better than Teflon Don.
I think it is because he got better standout songs. With that's, that being said, not BMF and MC Hammer, but with that being said, he showed more versatility on this album than he did that one, and he addressed a lot more things in a boss-like nature.
Okay.
It was more realistic. Like, you could see the actual tangible pieces. Him talking about, I told Meek not to trust Nicki. Him talking about the Birdman thing. Him talking to Manny Fresh. It wasn't, I met Pablo. It wasn't, you gotta put a hit out on me and you gotta talk to such and such before you can touch me. It wasn't that. It was more realistic. The movie looked realer this time. And I appreciated that, and I think that's what made it sound so good. Like, you're so used to Ross selling such a dream, and you got to listen to it or look at it like a piece of fiction, and this one looks more like a non-fiction reality show.
All right, so first of all, my expectations were sky high. The last time Ross gave me an album title that was a full sentence was God Forgives, I Don't, and that shit was crack. So when I seen the title of this was Rather You Than Me, I was ready. Not gonna lie, nigga got nouns, verbs, adjectives, the whole, all that in the goddamn
I'm
title.
Sure
I knew he was cooking. I knew he was cooking. God damn it. So, and then of course he hit us with the joint with the West Side Connection sample. I know that's not originally West Side Connection, but I grew up in listening to 90s rap, so that's what I'm gonna reference off that. But that shit was fire, and my initial reaction was this nigga album was straight through. Like, straight up, I was like, damn, this shit banging. That Idols Become Rivals, of course, is the standout. But let me tell you why I think that song resonates with people so heavy. It's because he didn't go on there talking a bunch of gangster shit. He didn't go on there talking about, I'm the baddest motherfucker alive. We can see them hands. He didn't do that. What he did was he came from a place of someone who genuinely looked up to someone like a Birdman. You are my idol. And I was so disappointed to know that this is how you get down because I based my whole situation off y'all.
Nigga said,
I thought this shit
you,
was
nigga.
Legit. Like, nigga, if you now say what you say about Ross and the CO and all that. A lot of people said he wasn't qualified to make these statements because of that.
What?
I saw that all on Twitter. Oh, but what if you...
What that got to do with it, though?
I have no fucking clue, but if you listen to the niggas that be around, Gunplay dies by the nigga. Tough. When you listen to him on Breed Idiots, the new dude that he got with him, Skrilla, he died. The shit that he was saying that Ross be doing behind the scenes when niggas ain't looking is 100.
That's one thing that I say. I play my jokes or whatever it may be about not liking him, but I've never, like what you said with Gunplay, with Skrilla, Meek,
right,
Wale.
True.
None of them ever talk bad about
Stally.
Ross.
Like they yeah, all be.
I don't remember who we were talking to. Or if you remember this, when we first got down, he was talking to this engineer. Can't remember who he was, and he was talking about when he met Ross. Mm. He said, one thing I tell you, bro, is like that aura, that ball shit that he talk about when he walk in the room, that's real.
It's there.
Like,
yo,
niggas like actually like fuck with him like that, and that's how he right. do different stuff. So that is one of the things that I always heard about him too. So I don't knock that. I don't think that the CO thing, in my opinion, has anything to do with him being able to address Baby. He's saying that from a place, like you said, of I looked up for y'all niggas. I looked up to y'all niggas,
right.
Excuse me. So now that I'm in a position to kind of know the game, it's like if you was a baseball player or a basketball player, you looking up to Jordan or Bonds, and they on steroids. Yeah, you find that out.
Right.
You been doing it naturally the whole time. You like, damn, I'm trying to get it right. Make sure I'm showing life for my people. Buy these cars. Spending my last on $100,000 cars trying to make it all authentic and legit. And then you get to this nigga and it's a facade.
And it's a rental.
Yeah, so like, so with that being said, I think that he had full right to talk to Birdman. And what I don't agree with what people were saying, people been knowing this about Birdman. It ain't gonna change nothing. Yeah, they have. People been knowing about this. Ross the first person from outside of the camp to say this, to address it.
That's true.
To put it in Birdman's face. Like Juvia said, interview about it. Manny Fresh put it out there. Turkle put it out there. Them niggas was in there. Like they seen it
right.
from the
That's
inside. So yeah, you gonna take it. All artists get jerked around anyway.
Right.
But when another nigga from the outside say, yeah, I know how the game go, and I still wanna speak on it. You was jerking these niggas so hard that I wanna say something. I felt bad. I feel like it was my fault cause I ain't say nothing to Wayne. That's different. It ain't the same thing. So yeah, Birdman can say, I don't deal with whole shit. I ain't doing this type. Like, nah, my nigga, you got to address this cause you came in Breakfast Club talking about put some respect on my name. Ross just shitted on your name. So go tell that nigga put some respect on your name. I want to see how that works out.
Okay, so tell me this, because I think that wasn't the only shot that he sent that Birdman was on that song. Did you peep the very next song? Who was on there? Trap. Featuring Wale and Young Thug.
Yeah.
Was that... Now, did he set Young Thug up for the Okie Doke and put him on the song next to the Birdman diss?
Possibly. Or Or does Young Thug feel the same way? Because he ain't been associated with Birdman since the check was supposed to have been there.
I mean,
I'm saying, what
allegedly
happened?
The Rich Gang 2 is coming soon.
It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen, dude. Young Thug getting money now, too. He know what the check's supposed to look like.
Nope.
Like, I feel like it might have happened beforehand, and it was a smart play by Ross, which, like I say, he's finally figured out how to make what he's saying look more realistic. You know what I'm saying?
He's been doing that for the last couple
of
years.
Not when you telling me you met Pablo, the real Pablo.
Yeah, that was 20 years
ago. I don't
ago,
give
dude.
A fuck when it was. He said it. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, he was actually in the White House with Obama with the ankle bracelet on.
And he talked about that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I appreciate this more than the fabrications that were out there prior to. Now, with that being said, addressing me saying that he's going to fall off, yeah, I still believe that because just based off this one good album that he came out of the last four, I don't feel like he's going to be able to top this. I feel like he would have to make a significant signing of another rapper that's as big.
Allegedly, he got two on deck.
Hopefully, they as big as Meek and Wale signing was when he did that part of MMG. Because if he comes back with Skrilla.
But he sounded okay on the song that he was on.
That's cool.
That's a cool little bitch. He's a role player. He's a cool role player. He need two starters.
At least.
Yeah,
or if you're going to sign that role player, I need a superstar. I'm thinking.
Six man of the year type.
Yeah. Man. I'm thinking of Action Bronson because he said his name out of nowhere.
That he wouldn't sound right with MMG. But nigga said that about Wale, so.
Why you don't think Action Bronson would?
I don't think his style fit their style at all.
I think him and Ross pick similar beats, though. They got the same
you just
similar.
You say that because they both fat, dude. Just cause
I didn't
both
say
fat.
They look alike. Listen, I said they pick similar. You're fat. I don't think
I know,
you pick similar beats.
And I don't hang around
today.
All fat niggas, so you can't assume.
I don't think you pick Rick Ross beats. You just try to rock his beard. With that being said, Action Bronson Projects, he got that real ear for like eventful songs, like that Sagittory Grease on here, or the Amsterdam, one of my favorite songs. Like, he makes songs like that, so I could see him and Rick Ross doing something like that and kind of trying to get a bigger fan base with MMG. And Wayne,
that's not gonna have me tied up in dumb paperwork.
I mean, he can make it look good.
Can I get back to the album now, please? Can I talk about my highlights and my lowlights on this album?
I think you just want to talk about Drake. That's what you're trying to
hurry up so we can talk about this goddamn Drake.
I'm trying to take as much time as I can on the real rap album before we move the whole shit to R&B. But go ahead.
Man, my highlights on the album is shit. One through the end. First of all, I think it's the perfect length, 15 songs. I'm Mr. 14, 15 song album me. That's number one. Do me like it. Don't give me nothing. Don't give me 30 songs. I don't need a double disc. Nigga, it's not 1998. Now, highlights, obviously the Idols Become Rivals, obviously the production is A1 as always, but Ross got bars on here like he's been doing for the last 6 albums.
He rapping his ass off on here.
Bars, he still continues to improve, which is amazing, being 9 albums deep. Mm. Now, if I had to go to my lowlights, there's a couple. There's no flawless album, it's not possible, I don't think, unless we're talking about Thriller.
Blueprint. Go ahead.
Maybe. The Nas feature was trash.
Ain't that crazy?
And they usually make good music together. That's, the feature was a throwaway.
This song must have been old. Like, him and Nas had to do this a long time ago. Because one, it really didn't fit. And then, Nas verse wasn't like, this is Nas, nigga. Like, what the fuck was you doing?
Yeah, he was bullshitting on that. And then Maybach Music 5. Now, look, when you call something Maybach Music and you put it in the series 1, 2, 3, 4, those are 4 for 4 without question.
How you think Dej Loaf did?
Listen, the song itself is cool, but the first problem was when I hit play, I didn't hear that motherfucking Justice League at the beginning.
That's
nigga,
true.
That's a red flag off top. Like, Justice League, I need to hear that if it's called Maybach Music 5. So that didn't happen, so now I'm let down from there on out. The song itself is cool, though. The song itself is cool, but it's not a movie. It's not a production like how the previous 4 have been. So that's if I had to give it a knock, those are really small knocks. If I put it in this catalog, I say it's top 5, easy. It may be top 3. It may be right behind Teflon and God Forgives.
Mm.
Give me your highlights. What's your lowlights?
Clearly for me, that Scientology is might be the best song on there, or the Apple of My Eye, Rafael Sadiq.
Banging.
Heard it. That.
That's oh, my bad. That's why I like Ross, because every album he pulls out one of those left field features you wouldn't think, even though Rafael Sadiq was on Teflon Don. Teflon Don?
Yeah, Teflon Don.
He was on Teflon Don. That was out of nowhere at that time, too, but he's always good for that. Anthony Hamilton on here. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's super low key. Remember, he had Andre 3000 on one of the other joints.
What Anthony Hamilton on?
Anthony Hamilton is on a song with Meek Mill.
Damn, is he? I didn't know
yep.
that. Apple Petty for that. Ain't even known that. I was Anthony Hamilton. Needs to make some phone calls.
That's
no
Anthony
shit
Hamilton.
That.
Remember, he had Erykah Badu on one of the main. Like, Ross would give you that musical, high music IQ feature that you don't see coming. He good for that. CeeLo, like, you wouldn't normally put those two niggas together, but he make it work, and he did it again on this one.
I think he did that with the Maybach Music. I kind of like that Dej. With the Dej Loaf. Like, I wouldn't press for no Maybach Music 5, but when I seen Dej Loaf on there, we ain't heard of her for a minute. I'm thinking, oh, okay, she might do the hook or something. Probably be dope.
Right.
So I like that fact of it.
You like Dej Loaf, though?
No, not really. Another one of my favorites was She On My Dick, the one with Gucci, of course, and Dead Presidents with Future and Jeezy.
Hold on, was that a shot at Angela Yee, having Gucci
she on my dick,
and calling
she
it that?
On my dick. Yeah, that might have been. I'm the richest nigga in your city, bitch. Ask about me, that's what he said.
Shot at Yee, that's still Beto. Go ahead.
Scientology, and what I didn't like is Summer 17. If I'm going to call
Summer... That's banging. That's so banging.
But look, though. I mean, God. If I'm going to call it Summer 17, I need a little bit more, because I know what you implying here.
He trying to go at Drake.
Exactly. I know what you doing here, and I ain't going to go get your guy to do it.
Hey, that song hard, though. That be hard in the motherfucker.
He need a bigger gun for that, because Drake will come through and clear this motherfucker out if he wanted to happen that way. So he better get a bigger gun, because he ain't talking to Birdman.
Any lowlights? Anything you wasn't feeling?
That Summer 17 was probably my low life, and the one with Nas. One of the things that I do want to go on, I think he placed this album perfectly, like as far as how it fall out, because you can listen to it. To me, the reason why you can go straight through, because the song's put in perfect order. Like, even when you get to the Ty Dolla $ign song, though you've heard it, you let that ride because it just fits so perfectly right there.
I
so I think he did a great job of that, too.
What is it? You said you think this is. It's first of all,
it's
too
probably
soon
his best album. It's probably his best album.
Too soon, man.
I've been listening. Shit. Like, dude, you've been singing Drake since I got here. You haven't listened to this. You ain't took this Ross in. I've been listening to this every day.
So that means you haven't taken the Drake in pause.
I'm trying not to.
So that's hating.
I don't like R&B though.
So now you don't like R&B.
Nah, I don't. I stopped listening to R&B in the 90s.
Fuck out of here. I did. You started listening to R&B in the 90s.
Listening to R&B in the 90s.
All right, can we get to this work? Shout out to, first of all, let's be clear, the Ross album is fire.
Tell if I'd rather you than me is banging.
Period, it's banging. I'm going to say it's top three.
Two thumbs up from on that.
Absolutely. Now, to the crack. Oh, my God. The Coke crack. Drake, the sixth god, dropped. Finally, More Life.
You might have to do this segment alone.
What is this, 20, how many songs is on this motherfucker, man? 24.
Too many?
24, excuse me, 22 songs is a playlist. He called it a playlist.
Well, dude.
Now.
Why do we always change the rules for Drake? Why is this a playlist? It's a playlist. But
it don't sound like it to you?
What they're telling me is this got him out of his deal with Cash Money, though. So is it a playlist or is it an album?
All right. So wait a minute. Time out. Niggas have been saying he's putting out these albums
to get out of the Cash Money deal.
They've been saying that for the last 8 albums.
Well, they said it with the last 3 bullshit chucks that came. I'm not calling the music bullshit, but they said that with. The one with
they
Future.
They said that with him in Future, yeah.
They said that with the mixtape.
That's my point.
So, like, you didn't drop the collab, you didn't drop the playlist, and you didn't drop the mixtape.
Y'all have been saying that this
I
nigga
know y'all
been,
to it, because I don't care.
No, listen. People have been saying that, oh, he just dropped that to get out the deal. They've been saying that 5 times. Bro,
yo, where is
stop
that
saying
from?
That, dude. Nobody does that when you 2 albums in of a 7 album deal, dude. You're just dropping records to make music because that's what the fuck you. That's your job, dude. Stop, dude. People need to kill me being A&Rs, nigga. Like, shut up, dude. Just listen to the music and enjoy the shit. Hate it or love it, dude. You're not an A&R. You never were one. You're not one. You won't be one, dude. Okay. Just listen to the fucking music and ride in your goddamn 86 Cutlass, dude. Stop trying to tell what niggas
why they
deals. You as lawyer? So, are you OVO lawyer? Wait, that's who you are?
Wait, why the niggas that don't like Drake got to drive 86 Cutlasses?
I know. Niggas that don't like Drake drive and smoke cigarettes with the windows up. They don't like life anyway. That's the type of niggas that don't like this album right here.
Yeah, with
niggas
this album,
that ride with the windows up and smoke cigarettes, dude. Them is you. This, you is them.
God.
Can so we let's talk about this fire-ass album?
Yeah, what were your expectations?
Really, you know what, though? I didn't know what to expect because they called it a playlist, and I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know if it was going to be a compilation, like a chronic or something like that. Like, I had no idea what they was gonna do with it. I know he experimented with the sound, with the one dance and the controller on the last album. So I didn't know if he was gonna bring that back.
Right.
Was he gonna take it back to the traditional R&B shit like he did on the original? I didn't know. I had no expectations, but I know he knows how to make good music, and he has a very good writing team and a very good production team. So I figured it was gonna be good. I just didn't know how good.
Okay.
Initial thoughts.
I was hoping that it wasn't too slow. I wanted more. Since it was a playlist, in my mind, I was looking more for a compilation. I wanted to hear the people in OVO, the people that surround him, and you kind of hear that team aspect of it. I didn't need 22 Drake songs. But then again, I'm not, like I said, big on R&B, and I knew going into it, it would probably be like 4 rap songs, maybe 5. That was my thought process.
Way more than that.
Is it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. But with that being said, I mean, the guy makes good music, and I can't say that you're going to put the CD in or listen to the playlist and it'd be, like, intolerable.
Right.
But there's a time and a place that you are going to listen to Drake, and sometimes ain't that time and place.
Now, okay, my initial thoughts. This debuted on Apple Music Live, which, first of all, I love that shit. I'm going to be honest. It's taking it back to, like, before I was born, when people used to huddle up around the radio and listen to games or listen to fucking Marvin Gaye and shit. I think that's super dope that they have the live shit before the album drops. That's ill. Number one. So my initial thoughts was, it's too many Caribbean, whatever. I don't know what that is. I thought it was too many, and I thought there was too many UK features. Or UK rappers on there. I didn't know who those were either. When they did the playlist live, it seemed like every song had a UK dude. It seemed like every song was a Caribbean song. But then when I let it burn some more and I actually waited till it came out and listened to it, it's actually fire as fuck. It's very cohesive, even though it has different sounds. And I understand why he called it a playlist at the same time.
Why?
Because he's got interludes. So you said 22 Drake songs. Drake is not on every song.
Okay.
He's got interludes. There's the one I was just singing, 4422, with the dude just singing on it. So it's more of a mixture and a collection of sounds.
Drake sounds?
There's different sounds.
They're Drake sounds or sounds that he's trying to hijack or has hijacked.
Nah, not necessarily hijacked. Hijacked. You can do Drake more than not. One thing, man. Y'all want to put niggas in boxes.
What?
Y'all want niggas out here rapping like Migos. If they don't rap like Migos in 2017, then y'all don't get it to go
over
y'all head.
Why does it have to be a box, though? Like, some niggas just don't want to hear Drake sing.
Then
like,
don't listen to his album.
But that's if he got cold. Nah, but he got bars though. So like the frustration with some people and the reason they attack the CD or his catalog in general, they know you got fire bars. So it's like when LeBron used to at the end of the game pass up on the shots and make a pass as opposed to going to the ball and either getting the foul shots or putting the ball in the hoop. Niggas want Drake to put the balls to the wall, rap for 14 songs and quit all that singing shit. They don't want Caribbean dance stuff. They don't want people from UK on there. They want to hear Drake rap, dude. Listen, and until he does that, he's not going to get the respect.
Listen, he's never done that, so why would you expect him to do it now?
He has the capability to do that. That's like saying when LeBron had never won a wing, he's never done it, so we don't think he can.
Did he win a wing or a ring?
Whatever you call it. I'm saying this. With that being said, you can't say he's never put out a full rap album, so I don't expect him to do that.
You can't.
He got bars, though. He's a rap artist in some people's head.
No, he's an artist. That's why y'all fuck up. That's the box that you put him in.
You're a fan, so you put him in a bigger box.
No,
everybody
I know music.
Not looking at him like a pop. Oh, God.
Listen, dude. I know music. Everybody that wants him to rap and do 15 Waka Flocka fucking Migo
that ain't
style
it, though.
Songs.
That ain't what.
People that want him to do that need to grow up.
But see,
you
what you're missing.
Good
no.
Music,
what
dude.
You're missing is the Waka Flocka Migo. You think the people that want him to do that want him to rap like trap, hard beats? Like, he can still get his message across spitting bars as opposed to interludes and Caribbean dance songs. Niggas want to hear him rap,
but
dude.
This
and
saying.
Until he raps straight through, then niggas not going to fuck with it. But now, I understand what you're saying. He is a great artist.
Don't
and I'll tell you
count.
This. Nah, but let me tell you this. Okay, here's an example. I like Chris Stapleton's album, Traveler. Do you know who that is?
Who?
Exactly.
I don't know who that is.
He's a country music singer.
Okay, I can
you
I
may
don't
not,
like country.
Exactly. You may not like country music, but if I were to put it in, you wouldn't say this is trash, Lou. You'd be like, I just don't want to hear this because this ain't the style of shit that I like.
I mean, I don't know that. I'm open to hearing
a that's
bunch of
fine.
Shit.
So you're a little bit more etiquette-wise music than
I'm
other people
savage.
Are. With that being said, everybody don't want to hear that sound or that style of music
well, this isn't
from
for
somebody.
Everybody then, my nigga.
Oh, my
this
God.
Isn't for everybody. Drake. If you want to ride around and listen to rap 24/7, that's fine. You and the three niggas riding with you, you got niggas in the back seat still. You 30 plus with niggas still riding in the back seat.
Niggas
that's fine if you want to do that, dude.
Niggas can Uber.
Y'all can listen to fucking.
Niggas not riding in no back seat of mine. Niggas can
that's
Uber.
That's the type of niggas that listen to rap 30 hours a day.
No,
dude.
That's what
they
I'm
still
saying.
Ride with niggas
but
in the back
you,
seat.
You just put somebody in a box like you said people are trying to do Drake, nigga. Just because a nigga don't want to hear R&B don't mean they trying to ride around in box Chevy smoking cigarettes. Nigga, I don't want to hear R&B. I ain't got nothing to be playing R&B for some niggas think. I got a bitch already. I ain't trying to court nobody. There's nothing this nigga is telling me that I'm trying. Like, niggas ain't going through what Drake going through.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. Like, Drake live a totally different lifestyle from what people can relate to. And the fact that he got fire bars and he's relatable kind of takes away from some people because you would get a song like 30 for 30 or you get the song like Me and the Six where he's talking about his mom where he got those bars where you like, man, this nigga just like me. But then you get the shit where he in the hills and riding the Audi with the
that's
goddamn Dubai plates and that's cool.
That's
but niggas don't want to hear that for 7 years in a row
but
from Drake.
Listen.
Everybody don't live in the hills in California. Everybody don't tour to Dubai and everybody don't got bitches that they're sad about that they feel like they can fuck forever. Niggas don't want to hear that for 7 albums straight, dude.
Listen, this is what I'm saying. If you don't want to hear that, then you don't want to. If you take that away, it's no longer Drake.
It's like
that's
saying,
my
nigga,
point,
if you
dude.
Don't want to see Russell Westbrook try to go out the triple-double, then don't watch basketball.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. You
no, nigga, if I like basketball, then I'm going to watch. I can hate it. I can hate this shit. I can be like and give my and critique it with my opinion and give you the reason why. But everybody don't got to like Drake just because he's talented.
No,
everybody don't like
LeBron. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Listen, everything is not for everybody. That's fine. My point, the problem that I have is, people always go, man, he sing too much, he do this, he do that. I wish he'd go back to Take Care, or I wish he'd go back to, and then they'll name drop an album with a nigga singing halfway through. Like, you sound silly, bruh. Either you never liked him from day one, and if that's the case, why are you 7 years later still trying to listen to him? That's my point.
Well, let's be realistic,
you should know what's
though.
Going to happen when you get a Drake record. Stop acting surprised that he's singing, dog.
One, you can't not listen to Drake, though. You can't not listen to Drake.
Yes, you can.
And it's not necessarily the singing. It's the over-singing. Like, I'm cool. We know the nigga can sing, but we don't need seven songs talking about the same bitch that you was, like, dealing with in Atlanta on P Street and worked at Hooters.
I do.
We don't need that. I don't need the update, dog.
I got to hear it.
Why? I don't need to update that Sydney ain't fucking with you because you went and got a degree or she went and got a degree. I'm good off that, my nigga. Nah, I want to know more stuff about what you got going on. Like, what's going on in the music business? Like, normal Drake. I want to hear normal rap stuff from dude.
Can we go over the highlights and the lowlights, please?
Let's do it. The whole thing is a lowlight.
Highlights are 1 through 22.
Oh, my God.
Drop me. Okay. You know when you flip it channels and you see a movie come on that is one of your favorites, and it don't matter what part of the movie it's on.
You just
you
join
can stop
anywhere.
And you can watch it from right there. Don't matter at all. That's what this. Drop me anywhere on this Drake, and I promise you can run them next 10 like it ain't nothing. I put that on everything I love. That's how cohesive and different, and it's giving you a variety of stuff. Like, I need that because no one else can do it. Now, if there was other people that, well, with the exception of maybe like a Childish Gambino, but he chooses not to. So the fact that no one else is giving me this, and you take it away, and now it's there's no one, that is the problem. I need this variety. I need this in my life. Like, the album to me is fire. I'm gonna say where I think it goes in this catalog in a moment. Mm-hmm. But that's my highlights. If I had to be really specific, I think most of the rap shit works. All the rap songs hit hard as fuck. I even like the Caribbean shit sounding shit, dude. I think
Drake,
that
man.
Shit works too. It just takes a second to process it because we're not used to hearing it. Well, at least I am. Let me speak for myself because some niggas just don't. They're not looking for it. And
exactly.
I'm not either. If you would have asked me this a week ago, hey man, you want his Caribbean artist? I'd be like, nah, I'm cool. But he makes it tolerable enough to where it's Americanized and it's still kind of hip-hop-y-anized in order for me to take it in. I don't need no pure Jamaican. I can't listen to that, but I can listen to Controller though. But I can't listen to no fucking Beanie Man, dude. That's what makes this work for me. Now, if I got to go lowlights, because it's not a flawless album, it's got too many songs. It's got too many. And what's
but it's
crazy,
a playlist, though, like you said.
Yeah, it is, and they saving it by calling it a playlist, which is fair because I get that. But it's still only got too many foreign niggas on it, though. Shout out to y'all. It's only like two verses and a song, but still, I'm good. Little buddy Jack balled that KMT, that beat hard as fuck, and then La Foreign dude came in, he Jack balled it for me. I'm gonna come clean. I'm gonna go to the UK later on in my life. Don't fuck me up. I'm fucking with you, but dude, you Jack balled the song, my nigga. I think the song with him and Ye is my shit. Makes me wish I would have heard that 11 track project from them two niggas that they were working on. I would love to hear what that would have sounded like. Like, it's just different shit that you can't get from nobody else. That's why I need this album in my life. Those were some of the weak spots, though. But I think the album is tough. It's riding to me, man. You can clean the crib to this if you're grown.
Oh, my God.
That's if you're grown, though.
Or if you don't got cleaners to come clean your crib.
Yeah, I got cleaners. I don't even clean the crib. But this is what I'm saying.
See?
If you were to hypothetically clean the crib, this is the type of music you could put on. It give you different vibes. All that good shit. All right, I'm off my Drake rant.
Niggas not even cleaning up, though. So you can't listen into this period. Like, there's nowhere that you're going to ride and listen to this whole thing. I hate
you
to
can play
burst
the Madden
your bubble.
This. You can let this ride on the Madden. I put that on everything I love. And
you
Young Thug,
knee-deep.
That's his best verse ever on here.
You better be knee-deep in your franchise. And that verse was okay.
But it's his best verse ever, though.
Okay, I give you that. I ain't going to go as long on the highlights for me because there weren't a lot. I did like the intro, that free smoke. You can get
that's
this free smoke. More punta for your headshot, boy.
That's
my nigga 2 Chainz saved that Sacrifices. I see you, boy, you do work.
That's a good song.
Great
though.
Chainz feature. Yeah, because Chainz on there. And I like
Quavo hard, too.
Yeah, he is. I like Can't Have Everything.
Oh, my
going.
God.
And now, whatever I have to say about Drake negatively, the reason why I say it is because he do what he do on Can't Have Everything. And then the nigga hit me with 4411 or whatever the fuck you call
44.
It.
44.
Like, you do me like Can't Have Everything, and then you go to that 44. I'm like, oh.
That's banging.
But that,
Can't Have Everything, crazy.
And yeah, it's Stupid. And
Do Not Disturb.
Do Not Disturb. Yeah, Do Not Disturb.
Then Lose You banging too. Like Lose You, he got the ball. He is talking about how niggas was championing him when he was nothing, and then he get to the top and he the same person, and now niggas want to throw the rocks at him. Man, like, dude, he's breaking this shit down on that fucking song, dude.
Like, I just had to play it and see.
Like, that shit is fire.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's normal stuff that everybody would go through, that everybody had that. And had he not been saying it so much, and I probably would have took more into it on that. But
yeah, you need to listen. You just listen to him. Just listen to him.
My low lives was at 44. Shit, you said
44.
Oh man, a lot. All of that Caribbean shit.
See, that's when a nigga say that.
All of it.
When a nigga say that, that let me know that you didn't listen to the shit.
I didn't listen to it like you did because I didn't want to hear the Caribbean shit. So I'm turning.
You said the same thing about Controller, my nigga.
No,
stop.
Now stop it. I said it about One Dance, my nigga. I was banging Controller from.
You said there was some slaw though. You said Controller was some slaw at first.
No, you talking about the one with him and Rihanna. I said that was some slaw. I said Controller was banging. I remember that specifically because you said you're gonna like both of them, dude. I said I like Controller, but didn't like the one with Rihanna, and you said you're gonna like both of them by the time we get to Revolt. Watch
the song with Rihanna.
I fucked with Controller since day one. The song with Rihanna, I didn't like.
Song with Rihanna, garbage, bro.
Oh my god,
that's on some slaw.
You must have started smoking or something. But with that being said, let me finish my low life. My other low life was
song with Party Next Door, garbage too. Go ahead.
My other low lights was, why is he still taking jabs at Tory Lanez? Like, have Tory Lanez said something else about this dude?
Tory Lanez always be taking shots at that nigga.
But why am I listening if I'm Drake, though? Like, you talking about niggas throwing rocks? Like, that rock shouldn't even reach you, my nigga. Tory Lanez ain't. Yeah, and
the bigger question is why Tory Lanez's real name is Daystar.
That's not in real life.
Yeah,
like, Daystar?
Yeah.
That's impossible.
That's his government name. That's why niggas think he's throwing shots on that song, because he said that.
That nigga mama, Star Trek, whatchamacallit, ain't she? Man. Galactic warrior, ain't she? But yeah, like, my low lights, and it was too long, too. And I just feel like the people give a lot of leeway to Drake. It's a playlist. Oh, it's a collaboration. Oh, it's a mixtape. Where is the album, dude? Like, when is the album coming, and when we gonna get 14 fire-ass Strongs with bars on all of them? I don't care if you sang on the hook, but give me bars on at least 14 songs.
For the fourth album in a row, I've heard this is his last one on Cash Money. Now, he did say at the end of...
That's here since, if you're reading this, it's too late.
I know, but at the end of the last song, he did say, I'm going... He basically said he gone to 2018, essentially. I wonder who he going to sign with. He might be the first nigga on Apple Records.
Mm.
That'll be crazy.
What if they got him and Chance?
Oof, man!
Apple fucking, they already the number one.
And Taylor Swift or somebody.
Yeah, they already like sell. She don't like Apple though. She don't fuck with them.
Oh, she don't fuck with them.
I don't think so. But
she did a commercial with them.
Ah, yeah, that's right. But I think they fell out after that. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. I ain't a Taylor Swift fan.
I gotta call and ask
her. Tay Tay, young Tay Tay.
Ain't no telling though. He not gonna resign with Cash Money though.
Hell no. let's double back on something though that I wanted to talk about. If Birdman were to respond, and this, it made me think of when we talk about this album, what would be the best way to go about it?
On like, Wax?
I'm saying. Should he do something on Wax?
Lord knows.
Sit down and have a real-ass interview with somebody, like real in-depth, like, because he ain't never really did that. Just let the documentary come out. What do you think?
The best thing that Birdman can do is pay Wayne his money and release the Carter Five. Niggas would let all of this shit go. It's been 3-4 years and niggas don't even realize it. We would let all of that shit go if that nigga just said, if tomorrow we looked on allhiphop.com and it said the case has been settled, Carter Five come out May 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that all would be done and said, it would be over with. We let him go. Drake, this is his last album, he gone anyway. Nicki working on her shit, that's probably her last album, she gone. We'll never hear from Birdman ever again.
That's true.
That's the best way you can go ahead and he got enough money to sit on, to sleep on, for his kids to be straight. At least he should. So he don't need no more bread. That's the best move for him.
I got a better one, I think.
That's impossible.
Tough. I mean, that's a good one, but he's still going to have that tarnish. But as someone pointed out, when niggas want to rap, they're going to sign with Cash Money anyway, regardless of the history.
That's fair.
With that being said, I think if there was someone, I don't know if this person is out there.
Right.
If there was someone who did have a good relationship with Birdman and could make a song almost as good as Ross talking about, yeah, I know everything that you pointed out, my nigga. But here go the shit you don't know. I was down to my last and he did this or he did this. And they can put that in a way where motherfuckers, I'm telling, if it not didn't Birdman. Sound forced. I ain't saying Birdman did.
Oh.
No, I'm saying if he, like, let's say Wayne took it from the approach of, as opposed to, yeah, you my brother, I appreciate that, I need the motivation. Let's say he took it as, this our house, my nigga. And regardless of what you know about what's going on, you still reading it secondhand and I don't need you speaking on it. So listen, if Wayne came out with something like I Miss My Dogs, it was about Birdman, where he kind of chastised him, but at the same time saying, nah, this is my nigga. And what Ross saying ain't riding, that would be, to me, the only way. Like, someone that's close to him.
He would be contradicting himself.
No, of course. I ain't saying he would do it. I'm just using that as a hypothetical. That's why I said, if there's someone out there was like, you know, I heard that, Ross, and I'm going to speak up and say what Birdman has done for me. Had he not burned so many bridges and had that one person in the cut, that would have been his play.
That's fair.
If he had done right by Drake, and Drake could have came out and been like, yeah, he might have did this and did that, my nigga, but he saved me, my nigga. If he had did somebody right like that and they could have came out and defended him and said, yeah, my nigga got his flaws, but shit, it ain't too many to have done what he did and things of that nature and kind of praised him up, that could have been a cool bounce back, too.
It ain't one nigga to come out and say that.
Not one. And that's sad.
Right,
you make $500 million, it ain't one nigga that's going to be like, yeah, he did right by me? Woo!
That's crazy. Before we hit this music break real quick, what does this Drake fall in line with his previous shit?
Oh, way down there. Nah, I mean, like I said, I still got to let it marinate some. I went through it like twice. Skipped a lot of songs. It ain't better than Views to me. It's not better than If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. It's not better than The Future. It's not better than Take Care. And so to me, honestly, it's last in his catalog.
Yeah, you listen to it two times. You need to listen to it some more.
Yeah, I can't. I'm done with it.
But I
put out an R&B album in the summer. It's going to be summer. Nigga, 86 when this shit dropped. Nigga, nobody want to ride around listening to 4422. It's 80 degrees in Atlanta.
I'm going to say this. I got to let it marinate a little more, but this may be his best body
work. Wow. This ain't even better than Views. It ain't a song on here better than the intro on Views. Of my let's just be friends. Friends I don't have anymore.
I mean, when he was singing?
He was murdering that.
Oh, when he was singing?
Yeah, real singing at the Caribbean. Shit.
Just checking. Let's hit this music break, man. We got a song that is bubbling down here in the A, something crazy. It's by Sa Baby. Sa Baby is called Pull Up With A Stick.
Oh.
Ooh, you know what he get? He bowed on this motherfucker, man. Check it out.
Pull up with a stick. Let it hit. 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 I put this on the team. I'ma end. Your life no begin. Fuck a friend. Bitch, I'm with the mob. Can't get in. We commit a sin. Free my niggas in the pen. Free on murder. My whole shit. Bitch, this getting killed.
Bitch.
Thought she was dancing on their dick. That's the clip.
Bitch.
We ain't gonna shoot up in the air. You getting hit. Just GF. We ain't clicking up with shit. Got that hoe screaming. Whoa, whoa, whoa. My verse is 10. We gon' fall, fall, fall. And you know we been having shit. All of these niggas average. Swallow my dick just like a brisk. Do 2500, no at the wrist. So many blue strips. My pocket look like a crib. Throw that peasants. Fuck nigga happy. Oh, I'm mobbing. You starving. You a victim. I'm robbing.
Some love to the mall. With a couple cabos and 100 fucking dimes. Color slaughter gang, you get your shit parked. Draco with a drum, this bitch ain't never go start. We on that night war shit. Slaughter gang shit. Green stove shit. It's the mall, bitch. You ain't got mall ties, you just on ID. Pull up with a stick, give me pussy.
Pull up with a stick. Let it hit. Pull up with a stick. Let it hit. Let it hit. Pull up with a stick. Let it hit.
I'ma pull up with the stick. Hey, hey. I'ma come clean. It's ratchet as fuck, but that's banging. Do you hear me?
He need a cooler 21 Savage feature on there, and I'll probably get with it. I pull up the stick like Cat in a Hat. Gat,
pull
black,
up with the
black.
Stick like Cat in a Hat.
Yeah, don't forget the gat, black, black.
Nah, I'm fucking with. That's a catchy song. I can hear it in the club right now. I don't know how much radio he gonna get off at. You never know though. Times is changing.
These little guys are ratchet, man.
Yeah, that's
look
what I'm
at
saying.
The video, man. It's a lot going on there. But shout out to him and his song.
It's a lot going on in that video.
Shout out to him and his song.
God,
and their movement. Go ahead with that, brother.
Absolutely. All right, man. Question of the week before we get out of here. I know this is an extended episode.
Tough.
If I got this from, I can't remember where I got this from. I don't remember if it was somebody on Twitter, somebody on Instagram. If this is who I got this from, my bad. I can't remember, but I didn't create this. I'm giving props where they do. All right. If you could listen to one song for the first time over again, what would it be?
Oh,
fucking fire question.
It is. And I have to go with No Limit Soldiers.
Right?
Yep. About what, 12, 13? I'm going to age myself here.
Yeah.
But No Limit Soldiers, first time I heard that. True to the Game, first song out the gate after the intro. When he broke down what me and True was, and then he flat out rolled out No Limit Soldiers, first soldier song ever.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. I think, I promise to God, we was at a club in Nashville. It was at an old warehouse, like over there by Joe Johnson. Nigga, they played No Limit Soldiers, the Flow Cave. Like, it was like motherfuckers just jumping up and down, getting hyped like they used to back in the day. The Flow caved in. Flow caved in, nigga. Nobody fought him.
I can respect that, man. I'm going to take it a little bit later, 96. It might be before that, 96. When that motherfucking Machiavelli came out, man, I bought that Machiavelli, and that Bomb First came on. And he was going at Jay and Mott. I was like, man, what is this? This shit, nigga, what he say? How the beginning go? Fuck, when he talking. And the news person on there and shit. Dude, listen.
That
shit, and it led up to him, and he took off when that beat came. Man, I was like, dude. That shit was so dope when I first heard it, man. I ran that shit back 1,000 times, dude.
I ain't thinking about the same thing when he say it's not about East or West. It's about niggas and bitches, power and money.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God.
Riders and punks. Which side are you on?
Ooh, when them shots rang out, man.
It's not about East or West. It's about niggas and bitches,
dude.
Power and money, riders and punks.
Yep.
Which side are you on?
That shit was amazing. Now, real quick. And of course, this is gonna be shit from your childhood. Let's be honest; that's probably what molded you to be what you are, and that was probably some of the first experience you had hearing shit. But you say that No Limit Soldier song, bro. When that C Murder came out, though, and that I went straight to the Soldier song on that C Murder, and it started off one way, and then in the middle of the nigga verse, they brought back the pianos from the No Limit.
Yeah,
bro, that was the hardest shit I had ever heard up until that point.
That's
dude.
True. I guess it was something about that CD for me, because my top three, if I'm gonna be biased since we talking about it, Swamp Nigga and I Always Feel Like Somebody Watching Me.
Yeah,
nigga, when that used to come on BET, Rap City, like that was the only song from P that they played for a little minute.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So. That was a pretty dope question. Y'all go to the Rap Chat group on Facebook. Let us know if you could hear any song for the first time again. What would it be and why?
Absolutely.
Also, shout out to the On Deck TV Instagram page at the On Deck TV podcast. And our contest winner at Jasmine_Dunbar. She added two people who she debates hip-hop with as we do here on the On Deck TV podcast. And we sent her a free shirt. So shout out to Jasmine. _Dunbar, the homie. And take a picture in the shirt, put it on your IG at us. Let us know. Also, we'll have the information for the rest of you guys on how to get your On Deck TV podcast shirts.
Absolutely, man. Before we get out of here, new music dropping this week. Mike Will, Ransom 2 come out. He been sprinkling shit. He got shit with Future. He got shit with Ray Shrimmer, Big Sean. The Big Sean record, stupid.
I need to hear that.
Woo, him and Mike Will? Jesus, that come out Friday. A couple of other ones. Wale just dropped Before the Moon mixtape. Shawty Low, rest in peace. They just dropped his Rico album.
Posthumously.
Absolutely. And Raekwon, too. He got a new one called The Wild come out this week.
I'll check that Raekwon out.
Absolutely, man. What you got on deck for the weekend?
I'm going to check this last concert out, man. Go in here and bang up some people with y'all, man. Put the hoodies in the Tim's on.
Ooh, the Pelly leathers.
The Pelly leather and the Avrex leathers out, man. We finna go all in, son. We got the goddamn niggas try to get fishy in there. We got the little stabber things. You know, we got the buck 50s on us, man. We going in with the locks, B.
Absolutely. Now, I'm definitely in that lock.
That's
shout
tomorrow.
Out to
yeah. We in
also, I think I'm going to try to hit a Hawks game, man, sometime.
This weekend.
Over, man. Like, fuck it.
Who they play this weekend?
I don't know. I gotta find out, man. Let me call Dwight Howard, see what the schedule look like. That's my homie.
He don't even know.
He might not be
no clue who they playing.
I am hitting the movies up too. What's new shit come out this weekend.
I need to see that Belco experiment.
That shit look whack.
What?
I heard it was whack. I heard it was whack. Real talk, though. I heard it was whack from several people.
It didn't look whack, though. Don't say
okay,
that.
No, I didn't. I was fucking around. But yeah. I heard it was whack, though.
I wonder how that happened.
Meanwhile, I'm in that Power Rangers this weekend.
There's no fucking way you're going to see Power Rangers.
Absolutely.
That's fucking possible.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
How? How were you young enough to watch Power Rangers on TV?
I was, nigga. I was like 12, 13. This was early 90s, nigga.
We was gangbanging. 13, nigga.
You put up with the stick, tough. Motherfucker.
I was in the 86 Cutlet smoking cigarettes with the windows up, nigga. No R&B. No Power Rangers.
Hey, man, we out this thing, man. We'll fuck with y'all next week.
It's the On Deck TV podcast.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.